Michael Keenan-Milsey is the Minister for Human Services and Digital Transformation. He's also the member for Stirling federally, but he won't be after the May election. He's announced that he's stepping down. This business about Medicare and not the automatic refund and not everybody providing it, you do have to ask the question why in this day and age.
Well, some people don't know their account numbers, but some providers don't actually provide the service, which is amazing to me. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Where does the problem lie?
Well, look, in this instance, it's just a matter of people updating their bank account with us. So we've actually got these rebates. They've gone and got the service. We've got the rebates sitting in our account ready to go. All they need to do is tell us what their bank account is, and it's very simple to do that. You can literally do it in 60 seconds, and we will pay them the money within 48 hours.
Yes, sure.
So we've got about 670,000 Australians who can have money in their account. All they need to do is tell us their bank account details and we'll sort out the rest.
That's pretty basic stuff, and obviously my gov and all that make it a lot easier to do these days than it ever has before, but some providers still don't provide you with the opportunity to get an instant refund from Medicare.
Look, there's a tiny number of doctors that don't have that. I've got to say, it would be really good if all of them did because it makes it much more simple for their patients. You know, ultimately, it's up to them, I suppose, about the level of service they want to provide. And there is other ways of doing it, but it's much simpler and easier for everybody, including us providing the service, by the way, if people just do it at the point of sale at the terminal. But, and this is a world-leading system. I mean, Australia has the best system going.
Yeah.
It's so easy for people to visit a doctor and get their rebate.
Why is it optional, Michael? Why isn't it compulsory for them to have it?
Well, that's a good question, Basil. Well, you know, the decision's been taken that, you know, it's ultimately going to be up to doctors whether they want to do this or not. We've had a look at that. I think it's a reasonable question. Look, as a consumer and of healthcare services, if you're at your doctor and they don't offer the service, I'd encourage you to say, well, maybe it's a good idea that you do.
So you are a funder, though, of the system. Why don't you just say that's a proviso? If you want to be involved, you're going to have to be a member of Medicare, otherwise you're not going to get licensed.
Oh, look, they will be a member of Medicare and people can still get their rebates. But it's just obviously a more complicated process if people don't have the system there.
I suppose the only reason why that people wouldn't be able to actually claim straight away is that either the system's down, which can happen from time to time, Michael, the internet's down, which can happen, or they're in an isolated area where the internet is woeful and it's not even worth bothering.
Look, we do occasionally have system issues, but generally, I mean, we've got a very good track record of keeping these critical systems running, and you can access the system sort of 99.99% of the time. Look, the issue in this case is that we just haven't got people's basic information, which is the account that we need to pay the money into.
Sure.
And we've got an app, the Medicare Express Plus app. I did it yesterday. I mean, they already had my details, but I just went through it with my staff. And it takes literally less than 60 seconds to do this. And there's 670,000 people. If they take that minute out of their day to do it, we'll have money in their account within 2 days.
That's assuming that people are technologically capable of doing that. And there would be a large number of people that aren't that would be in this maybe area where they don't have the account information.
Look, that's fine. Pick up the phone and tell us your bank account details or come and see us and tell us your bank account details. So we don't insist that people do it online. I mean, that's the simplest and easiest way, but there's other channels as well. So there's really no excuse for anyone not to do this. It's not a difficult thing to do. And, of course, it's just sort of money that's sitting around being wasted until we can get it to the person that actually should have it.
Minister, we mentioned at the top that you're giving it away at the next federal election. Are you going to throw your weight or support behind a Liberal candidate for the seat of Stirling?
Well, look, I do have a strong view about that, but it is up to the party about who they're going to pre-select. So I'll keep my thoughts to myself, but I'll certainly be sharing it with my fellow party members who are going to be the ones making the decision. But look, whoever emerges as a Liberal candidate will have my full support.
Well, that's a bet each way, Minister, isn't it? If you've told everybody you've got a strong preference, well, then we should know who your strong preference is.
Well, look, I will be sharing that with the people who are going to be making the decision.
Right, Basil's interested if you want to give him a ring anyway, Michael. Good luck to you going forward. Enjoy your retirement from politics.
No worries. Good to talk to you, guys.
Good on you, Minister Michael Keenan. Now, look, that's money for jam, really. If you've got no details registered and you've got money owing, it could be a bit of a windfall for you. So get onto that today.
Absolutely, yeah.